Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 75. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And it's kind of weird because he actually knew when the intro was coming that time because he hasn't had headphones on in forever.
It's true. I'm just going to DJ it up over here. Waka waka
waka. Whatever works.
It's true.
Welcome to the Bleed Geek podcast.
You were just going to repeat yourself there.
I just went the wrong way.
You can't win them all.
We will be talking about the tech news of the week, whatever else is going on, whatever else we want to talk about.
I'm just going to go ahead and say nothing happened. We should just close it down now.
Yeah? Yeah. The week of today is October 25th.
2012.
If you're listening live, you know it's approximately 8 p.m. and the Buccaneers are beating the Vikings 10-0. But if you're listening to this later, that is when we are live, generally Thursdays around 8. You can always listen, join us in chat, hang out, whatever you want. Come have a good time. So starting this week and going into the next week and a half are going to be fairly busy for us.
Yes. I'm excited for next week. Our podcast next week, but tomorrow.
Tomorrow for the Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 29th for Google. That's Tuesday, Monday.
Monday.
And there's also a Windows 8 event.
That's on
No.
Oh, wait, that was supposed to have happened.
Windows 8, there's like a Surface party, but there's a Windows 8 event. Windows Phone 8, sorry.
Okay.
Windows Phone 8 on the 29th as well. Also on Monday. Well, we'll get into that. So let's start out with, or do you want to talk about Windows since we're already talking about it?
Sure.
Let's start out with that. So let's Windows 8 comes out tonight at midnight. You can buy it.
Boom.
Get it up. There's plenty of articles out there I saw floating around today, how to prep your computer for it, how to get ready, all that fun stuff. And then in following that, there have been a number of announcements in the last day and a half for app makers saying they will have apps. Skype, Hulu, Netflix, and Evernote were the biggest ones I saw. I'm sure they'll be Angry Birds because they're everywhere. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Windows 8 comes out. You could go get in line right now, and if you know where there's a Microsoft store, which there's one in Minnesota at the Mall of America.
Which is directly across from the Apple store.
Which Randy always finds amusing.
It
is amusing.
How can you not think that's funny? That's clever as heck.
But yeah. And so if you want to go get in line right now, I'm sure you can, to get your Surface at midnight. We talked a little bit about those last week because the pricing was released. I know they're having a big event in New York, a huge launch party.
Do you know anybody that's lining up?
No. Do you?
No.
Todd's not there, huh? Did he already pre-order it?
Clearly not.
Did he pre-order it? I thought he loved Windows.
He does love Windows.
Is he all about Windows Phone? Who doesn't love themselves some Windows?
He's giving Apple a lot of crap right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because he's not in line?
No, because when we get to those stories,
okay,
it's funny.
So yeah, Windows 8, it's happening. There's a Verizon leak saying that they're getting two Windows Phone 8 phones. The HTC one, the X8,
X8.
And I think it's the what's the other company that's just making them? The Nokia one, Nokia.
I'm starting to agree more and more with you with the different other phone versions. Like it's very difficult, like especially from HTC. I mean, it makes sense, like X8, because it's
right
version eight of Windows, but they have the HTC One X, which is Android, and it's like, wait, which one am I getting?
And then they
again?
Have the
and they don't look
the
same.
They have the One
still.
S and the One V, and then I think they're gonna have an XS.
Yes, XS. So I don't know. I mean,
XS.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's just like, just get even.
It's
if
very
they
convoluted.
Just call it it Windows Phone X or something.
I don't know.
I don't. There's yeah. I mean, I'm not saying if we gave it thought and actually cared, and we were in charge of naming them, I'm sure we could do a better job.
Owen could do a better job.
Yeah, you know, just write down some scribbles and call
exactly.
it a day. But anyway, so but that's launching on. They're coming on November 12th. According to the Verizon like flyer that was internal flyer that was leaked out. So there is, like we were talking about, the Windows Phone 8 event on October 29th, which is Monday. So we'll have for sure details then, but and maybe find out whatever the great mystery of Windows Phone 8 is. But yeah, so get your Windows 8 tomorrow, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We'll know a lot more next week. We'll see. I've seen a few reviews. It got an 8.8 from The Verge, I know, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's... There's a few other reviews. I had commented on a friend of mine's Facebook post, and I don't know...
About the design looking good?
Yeah. And for but touch? Just, yep. And it's like, I will get Windows 8 eventually, because, I mean, for the upgrade price, it's ridiculous not to, but I don't think what I'm... My personal opinion right now is it's very, from the get-go, it's developed for a laptop, ultrabook, or a tablet of some sort.
Or some hybrid of the three.
Yeah. And so I want to wait until there's a service pack, maybe, or at least till there's some sort of, not patch necessarily, but, and also just to give other makers time to get stuff updated for it. So I'll eventually have it, but... It's nothing that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need this right now. Well, just because it's not like I have a second, I mean, I could run dual boot.
But that's just the thing is, you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work on it. Obviously, we've talked how many times about it being a great risk for them, but just not knowing what's going to work on it and compatibility for, you know, everything that people already have is in question.
And that's always been the case with a Windows upgrade. Like, I mean, I remember going from Windows 2000 to XP, and it's like, crap. Like, I'm going to need, like, my video card didn't have drivers, so I ended up having to buy a new graphics card. You know, stuff like that, which is, yeah, it's just part of the game.
It'll be interesting.
I guess that's a benefit to Apple having kind of specific hardware, because they know...
Right. Everything's kind of built, and
yep.
It's a lot easier for... It takes a lot longer for things to kind of get phased out as far as their hardware goes.
Yep.
It's compatible pretty long, but you're also paying more for it, so... yeah, but like I said, we'll know a lot more about Windows 8 next week, and what kind of havoc it plays for people, or if it, like, maybe it's like the smoothest conversion ever. Who knows?
And that could be it. I mean, it's... Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
We will.
And speaking of Apple, there was a small Apple announcement this week.
Yeah, you know, I didn't hear anything about it. Steve Jobs back?
Yeah. They've resurrected him with Siri's voice. He's got a, you know... No. So they had their event on Tuesday. Everyone knew the iPad mini was coming, which it did, and that there were going to be the 13-inch Retina MacBook Pro and Randy's sneeze attack, which was a little insane just now. But they had a lot more. I think like with the iPhone announcement, like there were absolutely no surprises, but I feel like they had a little more hidden this time. Not with the iPad mini, but we'll just start with the top. So first they started out with laptops, right? They went to laptops first. So they did the 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina. They just... What?
A 13-inch. Do you think it's necessary to have a Retina display?
I
feel like it's over... it makes sense.
I've read reviews of people that say... They want to get it and run it at a higher resolution than the 13-inch Air, but lower than its full capacity. Like kind of like the 15-inch Pro used to be. I don't know the exact number. It's like 1680, I think. Okay. So it's a little better, but not quite to the Retina. Like that's what they want to use it for.
Yeah, it just seems...
It almost seems overkill because that size screen, what does it really matter? Like yeah. I've never had an issue with like even this screen, and it's not...
Like I'm sure it looks better, but when you're dealing with... a 13-inch screen, I mean, it's not like you're looking for ultimate performance, ultimate viewing, I don't know.
Right, just no, I agree, but it's funny at the same time, because that's a lot of Apple haters argument is like, oh, you can get a much nicer display on a Windows machine, but at the same time, I believe this. I kind of agree with you. Like, you know, it's like on that small of a screen, it doesn't really matter. It's not like if I watch something in 1080, I can see the pixels anyway.
Yep.
Because it's too small of a screen and I'm not close. I mean, maybe if I held it up to my face, you know, but anyway, it's the screen. And then of course it's got a better than the regular Pro. It's got a better processor, the internal flash, and the size is very small. So that's a lot of the other stuff besides just the display. Like it's only 1/2 pound more than the Air, I believe.
I didn't catch the weight.
But obviously there's no, they took out the optical drive, and it has the USB 3s and the Thunderbolt ports. No Ethernet, though, but you get an adapter. But
yep.
All in all, pretty much what you expected from the 15-inch and a 13-inch body.
Yep.
Although, I will say, I know the biggest complaint was there was not a separate graphics card. There is in the 15-inch version. Like, it's separate. This one has just the integrated graphics, which apparently, like, some games aren't able to do that, and not that people use Macs for gaming heavily anyway, but just one of those things to look out for. And what was the other thing I was just going to mention? I don't remember. But the graphics. And then, it only has 8 gigs of RAM, which the 15-inch you can go up to 16, but with the 13 you can't. The iFixit guys have tore it apart and said the reason is because there's absolutely no other room, but... Which makes sense because it's so small, but
that's what they do. It'll be interesting to see if they have any sort of heat issues with them.
Yeah, they went on sale immediately, though. I think the lowest.
That's kind of the Apple
$15.99, I think, for the lowest version of them.
That's kind of the Apple thing, anyways. I can't think of any where they were like. Available in 6 months.
Well, actually, the new iMacs, which we'll get to, the 21.5-inch screen isn't available till next month, and the 27-inch till December. So that I thought that was crazy that they did that, but I suppose they're using the space while they had it at the time. But anyway, so that was the MacBook Pro. The other weird thing is that now they have 3 different computers at a 13-inch size, which isn't very Apple of them. So they have the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, and the MacBook Pro with Retina. I think eventually they will slim those down. But for now, there's still that gap. It makes it a lot harder, I think, for people buying it, too, to know which one they want to get or should get. Or I think it really renders the Pro pretty useless. I couldn't think of anyone that would have... I can't think of a solid reason to get the Pro over the Air, but I mean, you could get the Pro with Retina, but not the middle one, we'll call it. You know what I mean? Whatever. They updated the Mac Mini, gave it a better processor. They just upgraded the insides of the Mac Mini. They went through that pretty fast. Nothing too major there. Better hard drives. And then they introduced the biggest thing, I think, it was funny, too, because Phil Schiller did make a pretty funny, he's like, when he introduced the Mac Mini, he was like, see, you knew there'd be something mini today, right? That was pretty funny. But it's kind of fun to see them make fun of themselves a little bit, you know, almost a human side to the robots. No.
It's true.
And then they did the iMacs, which they announced, which I think that was the thing that surprised. I'd seen zero. I mean, everyone knew a refresh was coming, kind of, but they didn't know for sure. And the fact that they changed the body style completely, I think I'm surprised there were no leaks about it. But they made it a lot thinner, took out the optical drive on that. Then they're building something they're calling a Fusion Drive in it, which I know they were hybrid hard drives with SSD and HDD.
Yep.
HDD, right? Yep. Yeah.
Correct.
But Apple always kind of does that with things, you know, makes it their own. And calls it something else, rebrands it, and that makes it popular before when someone else hasn't been able to, kind of, because they put their little spin on it, right?
It's so stupid, though. I have no belief whatsoever with hybrid drives.
Really?
They're a good concept because you get kind of the best of both worlds. You get large storage capacity, but you, I don't believe you get a choice on, like, hey, I want my operating system to be on the SSD portion of the drive.
Well, and see, that's where Apple, I think, can actually make it work, is because they're writing the software. So it's going to put the main operating system will be on the SSD, and then it'll actually figure out the files you use the most or programs you use the most and keep those on the solid-state portion, and files you don't access hardly ever or whatever, they stay on the hard drive. So, I mean, and that's the other side of that is, like, well, Windows can't build for that because there's so many different partners. They don't have hard drives, you know, and it's one of those things.
Well,
but
Windows...
But again, you're paying. Windows is software and Apple's doing both.
Exactly.
But it's just one of those advantages. I mean, but it goes both ways because you could probably get it a lot cheaper on a Windows machine.
Hello?
So they introduced, like I said, a 21.5 and a 27-inch model, just like they currently had. They are doing... so they're a lot thinner, and they have a different screen. They're not doing the glass anymore. They're doing what they called, I don't even remember, the friction welding to make it thinner.
Did you watch the video on how the friction welding works?
I saw a bit. I watched the live stream because they live streamed it on, if you had iOS or macOS, you could watch it live or on Apple TV.
Okay, total dick move on their part, FYI.
I agree because I would have loved to have watched it on my work PC where I was, but I had to watch it on my iPhone.
Like, I honestly would have watched it.
Right.
Like, it honestly makes absolutely no...
How are you going to get people to convert if they can't watch it?
It just blows me away. And, like, it's not like there's any extra work to make it available for other devices. It's just...
I'll agree with you completely on, especially for me, because I have all these devices, but I was at work where I have a PC.
Yep.
And I watched it on my phone, but still. Yeah, so anyway, but yeah. At first, when I first saw the new iMacs, I thought they were super ugly in reality, and I like the old ones a lot, and I know it's not that much different, but just, and it's funny the way they always show it at an angle so you can only see the soft edge, even though it bulges in the back.
Yep.
But whatever. But the more I read reviews about, like, people that had the hands-on, they said the screen was just, like, they said they basically will never be able to call it a Retina display just because of the size of the screens and stuff. To give it that, you know, because they have, like, a certain pixel per inch that they need to meet for their own stamp of retina-ishness. But they said the screens were super beautiful, and that, like, with the 75% less glare, the way they made it, like, getting rid of that half inch of glass or whatever they had on the front of the whole thing really helped. So the reviews have been very good on those. And then... Yeah, there was nothing else crazy about that, though. They took out the optical drive, they put in the hybrid drive, started the base model at 8 gigs of RAM, I think. So, overall, just saw some solid updates.
Got that over there?
Yeah.
All right.
And then, of course, they went to the iPad mini. Well, actually, first, then they announced the fourth generation iPad, which was also something... Like, people thought they were going to refresh, just change the port out to the Lightning connector instead of the 30-pin connector, but they actually did just refresh the whole thing. And a lot of people are upset about that because it's only been 6 months, but at the same time, everyone that doesn't have Apples is like, oh, why don't they refresh more often? Like, you know, Samsung puts out phones all the time. You know, like, why don't they put out more? But they always stick to their, you know, year cycle. Which obviously they didn't this time, but
yeah, that's Todd had. I had talked with him a little bit today. I was like, because he always has his iPad at his desk, and I'm like, oh, what's that old thing? And he's like, oh, seriously, I got a broomstick in my butt by Apple. Thanks, guys. He's like, what they shoved an Apple in my butt and left with a slow processor tablet. He's like, he's bitter because that's not...
How long ago did he get it?
Not that long ago.
It's most stores, if you've got it within the last 30 days, they'll exchange it.
It's longer than that.
Right, I'm just saying that.
But he was all sorts of happy.
Oh no, they got it at launch, didn't they? Because they were gonna do the unboxing. They got it right when it came out in March.
Yeah.
April, March.
Yep.
So anyway, they updated the processor. The other one had the A5X, this one has the A6X. So it's a better processor, better graphics. Still the Retina display. They added the LTE, a bunch of new options, so they opened it up so like Sprint can get it now. There's a lot of different models in other countries that obviously don't really pertain to us too much, but if you go to Japan, maybe it'll make a difference, or England. So just basically a spec bump, fourth generation, lightning port, better battery, supposedly. You know, the main things they always upgrade. Then they flipped it around. They had it on the screen, and then it slowly rotated on the other side with the iPad mini, which is essentially an iPad 2, but smaller, because it's got the same screen. Well, it's got the same resolution as the iPad 2, but in a smaller body. It's a 7.8 or 9 inch screen, I think
7.9.
They changed the bezel size, obviously, to make it a little better. They actually added in the software. It'll know that, like, it doesn't necessarily respond to, like, accidental touches on the side. Like, if it's just a little too big on the way you're holding it. I don't know, their basic selling point was that it fits in one hand, I guess.
It's so funny, because I've read multiple articles about it. And one of them, just how... Because I wasn't it Steve that said that they weren't going to make a different size one?
And oh, they said 7 inches were dead on arrival, I think was what he exactly said.
So it's funny, because literally every other company out there has made a 7-inch, and like Apple became the ultimate follower in this case. I mean, and it makes sense, because it
Why
would be
not
stupid
into that
of them...
price point?
Right, it would be silly of them to not get into the market... what is such a large market, you know? It's like, when I got my 7, as soon as I got it, I knew instantly there's no way that I would ever have, like, an iPad-sized tablet. Like, to me, it just seems... To me, it's pointless. Like, for me, it would be desktop, laptop, 7-inch tab, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they were forced, basically, to make one, I think. But...
I mean... And the body, it's funny to me, because I think the biggest thing that's different, like, the body looks a little different. Like, it looks more, like, because the iPad 2 and 3 are both so rounded on the sides. Like, it tapers in and kind of rounds in, but, mm-hmm. like, it looked more boxier, I guess,
yep.
is yeah. what I saw.
Yeah, because even my 7, you know, it's like all the edges are kind of
right.
tapered a bit. Like, it just... I don't know. It'll be interesting to see one in a store.
I know it is thinner and lighter than the 7, which seemed crazy to me, because that's actually smaller. But they said that's because more plastic is used, and they have aluminum. But that, I wonder, yeah, like you said, it'll be interesting to touch one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, so I'm the opposite. Like, I don't think I would ever use a 7-inch tablet. Like, I do like the way the Nexus feels in my hand, like having used yours and whatnot, but... And maybe it's because I have a Kindle. Like, the only thing I could think that's better for is for reading.
And I agree. Like, if you...
But I have a Kindle, and so...
Yep.
I already have a small device that is good for that. And
yeah,
that's really what,
like,
I would use it for.
Well, it's kind of like when I was looking at tablets in the first place, you know? And it's like, well, okay, A, I already have Android, so I should stick with Android. But... I guess I don't remember what I was going to use my argument with. But, I mean, yeah, like you said. I mean, I don't think it would be a... If you didn't have your Kindle, I would say that the Mini would be a wise purchase for you.
Right.
That's what I was going for.
And I think, in general, like, that size factor, like, a lot of people, like, they brought up... I think things I've seen brought up anyway are things like people using it on the bus. So, like, people using it on a bus or the subway, whatever, you know. Like, it's a lot easier to pull out a smaller tab and use that than it is to pull out the big one. And
well, that's like...
It draws a little less attention to you, I think, too, you know.
Like, well, it's like, we're doing... I love making fun of people who are videotaping and taking pictures with their iPads.
Yeah, I'm because
it's like
on that one,
it's like so. They're holding cookie sheets up.
Right.
It's like, seriously, what are you doing? And it was funny because I did a United Way thing yesterday at work, and somebody was videotaping the entire thing with their iPad, and I'm just like, it took a lot for me to not like make little snide comments under my breath.
That's funny,
but
yeah, I'm sure they'll sell a ton of them. So then the biggest thing is the price point. $329 for the smallest model, which is 16 inch. The fact that
16 gig.
Yeah. The fact that it had LTE, they do have LTE models. I thought everyone kind of questioned whether or not they would, and like none of the other ones really. I mean, I think Amazon does, but it's through, they just added it this time, and it's through their weird service that they have with AT&T.
Were you surprised that it didn't have a Retina display?
No.
It shocked me.
Because the price, I think it would have brought the price up a lot, and the fact that it's the exact same resolution as, because let's say they did a Retina display, it would be another screen size for developers, I think.
Oh, good call.
So it's the exact same resolution as the iPad 2, so everything already works.
Gotcha.
And so I think that was the reasoning behind it. And I think, because then if they would have done Retina, I don't think it obviously wouldn't have been as big as the third and fourth generation iPads, because those are huge. They're double, you know, and on such a small screen. Like, and even people that saw it, they said, like, it's a small enough screen where it still looks fine. Like, you couldn't tell the difference, really.
It'll be interesting to hold one, I guess, because, like, the other thing when I had seen the pictures is...
It is bigger, though. Like, yours fits in your hand pretty well, the 7, but it's a solid 30% bigger, I think. Like,
yeah, and it's crazy, because the screen is bigger on the
because
iPad
it's
Mini
diagonal. You gotta think it's diagonal.
Right.
And so,
and the thing that shocked me was, I feel like mine, sometimes I feel like the edge from the screen to like the distance I have between the screen and the edge of the thing. Like, I mean, it's just like almost too small, but at the same time, just right. But I mean, it looks even smaller on the iPad mini where, I mean, like half the distance of what I have. So, and I know you said they had software to help for accidental touches, but I still feel like it's one of those
things
that...
It's still
going to
be close.
Yeah.
I think, though, like, when you hold it, like, when you hold it in one hand, though, you're holding it on the edges. Like, if you hold it in two hands, and, like, with the Nexus, they said that they made the angle, the bezel wider on, like, the top and the bottom, because you're holding it with your thumbs in landscape.
Yep.
But when you're holding it in one hand, when you're holding it in portrait...
Well, now they can say that since they had updated the OS
right.
to do portrait.
Well, like right after they launched, there was an interview with Matias Duarte. He's the lead designer for Android now. So, and he was talking about that, like, and I mean, it makes sense. And I don't know the exact sizes of the bezels on it, like the mini. Like, it'll be.
Yeah, I'm interested to at least hold one and see. And see, I mean, obviously the UI and everything, the touch and feel
developers,
is going to be...
I've heard a lot of developers saying it'll be a lot better for gaming, which I can see that too, because like...
Because it's not so large.
Well, even before we started the football podcast tonight, I was showing Matt a couple games that I thought maybe he would like, you know? And there is one game I have that I feel like it's much too small on my phone, but I feel like it is too big on my iPad. And I think maybe the mini would legitimately be the perfect size for it. But other than that, like, I don't think of any specific use cases. And I know I heard a developer, or read, I think it was on a podcast, but they were talking about, like, the touch points are going to be a lot smaller because it's still the same screen set. The resolution's the same, but since the screen is smaller, it makes the points a lot smaller, so some of the fine touching might be off a little, which I guess is something that'll be a little weird, too. But
yep,
we'll see what happens with it. So they go on pre-order tomorrow. Well, probably tonight at midnight, really.
Yep.
And then they go.
Does that mean the store will be down temporarily?
It was during the event, so I'm sure it's already
up.
I mean, I know they when it came back, it had the iPad mini on the front. And then they go on sale in the stores. I bet it will be go down for a little bit, though, tonight, just to set up the pre-orders. But, and then they go on sale November 2nd, which is next Friday, in stores, and then you can get them. The $329 price point was interesting to me. Everyone thought, I can't believe they wouldn't do $299 or at that point go up to $250 or $350. Why such a weird number?
It seems like such a...
But I think they just kind of wanted to hit that point. Like, $350 I think would have been too much. Not that $329 is far off from that.
Right.
But I don't...
$20.
Yeah. I really feel like it's about right, though, because everyone's already so embedded with Apple charges more because, you know...
Right.
Like, they're better. So, like, it doesn't seem like it's more to them, and at that price point...
Well, it's like, oh, man, this... And it is crazy, because that's cheaper than a phone.
And we're not going to get into the numbers tonight, and probably not next week either, but both Amazon and Apple had their announcements today for their quarterly earnings, and Apple made a ton of money, and Amazon lost money this quarter.
Yep.
On $13.6 billion in sales.
Yeah, well, we might as well
is
just say.
Is that what
say.
It is?
It was $13.8 billion in sales, and they lost $274 million.
Right, so, which... But you think you're selling so much, but like they've come out and said, like you think, okay, why didn't Apple put their tablet at $250 or $200? That's why. Like, I mean, obviously Amazon does other things and Apple sells other hardware, but that's what Apple makes their money at, and they're running the business to make money. I love Amazon, don't get me wrong, but I don't know what their plan. Like, they have obviously must have some long term plan. And it's getting people in their ecosystem.
The guy,
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Like, he's not an idiot, for sure. Like, I feel like... It's like Google, when they had posted their earnings, that they were down. Did you see their stock?
Uh-uh.
The next day?
Amazon's?
No, Google's.
Amazon's dropped tonight.
When Google had froze theirs. I mean, it was like... Gosh, was it $70 a
share?
I mean, it was a lot of money that they lost. But at the same time...
Well, and Amazon,
I'm digressing
Amazon
a lot right
was
now, but...
was projected to lose, but they were only projected to lose like 8 cents, and they lost like 80 cents a share.
But it's, I mean,
so it's like 10%. I mean,
and it's got to be from the Kindle. I mean, because they came out and said how much were they losing per device.
No, I think they said they're selling them at cost, like strictly the new ones.
God, I thought
the new ones.
Okay, because I know like when the previous version, I swear I remember us talking that they were losing
$5.
Like,
we figured. When they originally came out, but I think now they probably have their shipping lines down pretty well and stuff. So maybe
Prime is catching up to them.
And that's the other thing I wonder about. Stuff like Prime, and then, you know, they
but
do a
I,
lot of
I feel
sales.
Like I, feel
I know
like...
they lost 100 or 150 on, they acquired Living Social or tried to acquire it, and somehow they lost like 150 million just on that. But
I feel like
still...
that Amazon is working on setting up for something bigger. You know, like they're building their streaming service.
They're building their customer base.
Well, they built their streaming service into Prime, and they didn't change any of their prices. So, for me, what I see happening is possibly, like, I forget which networks that they're missing still from.
Nothing.
They're missing, like, one huge film company.
Is it Warner Brothers?
I think
because I think they just had a deal. They just signed a deal with Netflix.
Yes. With Netflix?
It's weird deal. Anyway, we'll get into that in a minute because we got to talk about Netflix too. But.
Do we have, yeah, I feel like I'm digressing.
No, it's fine. Go for it.
But I feel like what's gonna happen is they're going to go, existing customers, you have been grandfathered into this awesome thing.
Hopefully.
I feel like they're not a company that's about screwing their people.
They're definitely.
Like, they have one of the best customer support groups ever. Like one of my friends from Raptor Source, he had ordered something from Amazon with Prime, got free shipping. It was for his girlfriend's birthday. He ordered it on Tuesday, free 2-day shipping, so he should have had it Thursday. It got rerouted somehow, and he ended up not getting it till Monday. So and I told, he's like, what do I do? And I said, I would just send him an email and just say, hey, this sucks, you know. And he got They apologized, and I think he got $40 free,
like credit,
like gift cards to Amazon. And it's like, they don't have to do that. I mean, they could just say sorry for the inconvenience. It's out of our control. But
well, yeah, like they let me. Like, I've had something that I wanted by Friday. I didn't get it. I got it Monday, so I had gone. I just went to the store and bought it.
Yep.
And then I sent it back, and they let me. So they paid for the shipping back. I mean, and they refunded my money. And then I just bought something else that I got the wrong thing. And even though that one was my fault, because I ordered the wrong thing, all I had to do was pay for the $3 to send it back, and they refunded my money for that, too. So, and then, of course, they have Zappos, which is strictly about customer service, yep. And they sell shoes. Like, it's like, we are great at customer service, and we sell shoes. Like,
It's crazy how many people use Zappos, too. You know, I don't know. They have, it would be interesting to see what kind of customer numbers Amazon has. Or like, how many,
credit
like,
cards.
Say, credit cards, or just, like, what their daily unique visitors is.
Yeah, it's got to be insane.
It's got to be just crazy.
I would say I go there at least once a day.
I'm there easily every day. Yeah. It's funny, I was just talking to people at work about it. About using Amazon, you know, because I have Prime, and they're like, oh, didn't you work on trying to, like, do all of your shopping on Amazon? And I do a large percentage of my shopping. You know, I've ran into things where it's like, some stuff is more expensive, so I go to the grocery store and get it or whatever, but I still get a ton of stuff from right. there.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Free shipping. Who wants free to go shipping. Buy it?
And tax-free.
Yeah. Netflix also had... We're kind
of
off.
That was a lot of...
I don't even think we finished with Apple, so we might end up swinging around back to that. But who knows? But Netflix...
I had nothing else.
Well, mainly my thing was, so the price points are identical to the iPads. Like, they're $100 each for the extra hard drive, and then $130 more for the LTE. And then they have tons of LTE. I think that was all their things that they announced.
$36 billion in sales, $8.2 billion is profit.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a little bit different story than the Amazon tale of losing money. And Google lost money. Netflix made money, though. I know it wasn't a lot, but they were up. Actually, I think they were up higher than their projections for making money. But because their customer use base wasn't up as high as they were projected, the investors were still upset by it, if that makes sense. So because they weren't hitting their goals for subscribe, like, I honestly still think all the time, like, podcasts I watch that are trying to sell ads for Netflix, I'm like, how are you possibly making any sales with that? Like, if someone already doesn't have it, like, I feel, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're preaching to the choir. People are watching podcasts, have Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, and when they finally launched in, like, the UK and Ireland, that made sense. Okay, so I get it. Then you want to sell it to the people that don't have it. But they're talking locally. But Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, not in so many words, did mention that Amazon was catching them in video. Like, he used to say, like, they're nowhere near our subscriber base because they do bundle it in with Prime, so a ton of people don't use it. But he kind of made it sound like maybe they're finally starting to catch up a little. And he said, don't listen to what they tell you at HBO. They are going to release an app, more or less, is what he's saying, or a standalone service.
That's awesome.
But they keep saying they're not. But he's right. Like, they'd be stupid not to. They're obviously going to do it.
We've talked about it before, multiple times.
At length.
I just wanted to say, speaking of Apple, apparently, fairly recently, I can't tell. Oh, it was posted at just before we started podcasting. In Apple's earnings call, Tim Cook had said, this is...
The Surface?
Talking about tablets, 7-inch tablets. This is, quote, let me be clear, we would not make one of the 7-inch tablets. We don't think they're good products, and we would never make one. Not just because it's 7 inches, but for many reasons. One of the reasons, however, is size. And then he goes on, he's talking...
Tim Cook?
Yeah.
And today, during the earnings call?
Yeah. And he's talking about how 7.9 is much optimal. Is way better than 7 inches. And the guy in Gizmodo's like, are you effing kidding me? You just made a 7.9-inch tablet, and you're dissing the 7-inch tablet as compromised? And it's just...
Well, I thought it was pretty ballsy of them that they essentially put the Nexus 7 up there on display, like, when they were previewing it. And they said, look at this, direct comparison to the Nexus 7. And kind of, like, calling out whatever flaws it may have. Like,
yep.
Like, and everyone I know that has one, every review I've read thinks it's a great device. There's not necessarily the app support. as high, but it's getting there, and everything. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
No, I completely agree.
But it's just one of those things where it's like everyone loves the device. And most people, is their biggest gripe is that it doesn't have cellular. That's the biggest complaint I hear about it.
From the Nexus?
Yeah, because it doesn't... Like, you can't get, like, 3G version in cellular, you know?
Right.
Mm. That is the biggest... Well, you use a hotspot through your phone, but some people, you know... It is what it is. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, Apple. Well, AMC's back on Dish. So if you're a Dish subscriber and you've been wondering where, you know, just in time for Walking Dead Season 3, I guess. Or 4. They're on 3, right? 3.
3.
Because 2 just came on Netflix. Yep. The Galaxy Note went on sale today. $300 on contract, I think. Galaxy Note 2, I should say. LG basically confirmed their Nexus 4.
No, they did.
The CEO or some marketing director.
Yeah.
In France or somewhere. I don't know. They're crazy.
They're crazy.
And I still don't know why they'd let LG make it. The S3 is finally getting Jelly Bean. I think we might have talked about that last week, but Sprint was officially the first one today to start getting it.
Ooh, nice.
Way to go, Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
During Apple's earning call, Zynga laid off 100 people at their Austin office and did a few other layoffs.
And they closed 12 of their apps down?
They're ending... 12
of their games?
I think it's the Farmville or Cityville. No,
sorry, Farmville's guys. Biggest one. Farmville and Mafia Wars are all going down.
Yeah.
Better go harvest your crops quick.
They're literally betting the farm on Farmville 2.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
Seriously, if you're playing Farmville, stop it.
Because Farmville 2, right?
Exactly.
But it's funny that they did it. They tried to essentially...
This guy.
Tried to... There's somebody over there. It's just us here.
This guy.
Yeah. They did try to hide it kind of by doing it, obviously, because Apple was consuming the news at the time. The black hole of tech media was... True. Being consumed by Apple at the time, but obviously it didn't work out. And then they had an earnings call, I feel like. And I'm going to guess that didn't go well either.
Mm.
What's happening there? That was a bad throw, Christian Ponder. That guy was wide open.
Hey, my boy Josh Freeman also has 2 touchdowns. That's pretty sweet.
Where did he throw the other one to? Mike Williams, I bet. Because they showed Mike Williams after they scored.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm going to guess, but I don't know for sure. Don't quote me on that if you're listening and watching the game.
Anyways,
Barnes & Noble has confirmed that they had a leak. Like 76 stores had like physically been tampered with their credit card machines.
They said if you've bought anything from a Barnes & Noble in the last like 3 months or something, it was a pretty large amount of time that you should look into canceling your credit cards.
They basically said that they didn't tell the customers because the FBI was investigating it. That's their cop out right now.
Seriously, that's just like Sony when they're like, "Oh,
no, Sony really."
I know it's comparing apples to oranges, but it's a crappy situation entirely. But you don't like when
I'm
you're
trying
dealing
to think
with
when the last time I bought a book at Barnes and Noble was.
It's been a while for me.
It was semi recently. Because I bought Owen some books. He's got like a kids club membership.
I need to go back to Half Price Books.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So, yeah. Watch if you've bought books at Barnes & Noble recently. Either cancel your card or...
Yeah, no. I would
cancel
just...
Cancel your card.
Yeah, I would just cancel your card. I mean, you can change your PIN, but I would just... Anyways.
I mean, it's only 76 stores, but they haven't said which store, so it could be any of them.
And it's not like there's that many left anyways, because they had done that mass closing or whatever, too.
Yeah.
So.
News.me is essentially closing. They're owned by BetaWorks, which is what bought Dig recently.
Yep.
So they're taking their people from the News.me team, moving them to the Dig team, because Dig is actually doing fairly well. And they said News.me.
Is that awesome or what?
They said their reasoning for News.me falling out is because of the Twitter API. Because what they do is
they pull info from
your Twitter feed and give you the most linked to stories. Which I get a News.me email every morning and I love it because sometimes I do miss a story here and there and it helps me find the ones that are most popular. And I hope that, I know they said they're going to continue to support their apps, although they weren't going to ever, you know, like do any updates or whatever, but they'd support them. So hopefully the emails keep coming as well. Although I've not heard any direct word from them, other than I'm sure it was on their blog. But Ting is doing well.
Granted, none of my interweb heroes are involved with Dig anymore. It makes me happy to see that they are able to keep afloat. Because really, their redesign and everything that... what was the group?
BetaWorks.
Everything that they did, I mean, they did an amazing job with the redesign.
Some people think that they're just using the Twitter thing as a cop-out because essentially News.me and Dig are far and away kind of going to be overlapping at some point.
Yep.
But it is what it is. Did you put these bottom two on here? I think Matt did it, actually. These two that are down here by themselves. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think Matt put them on
No,
here.
I put those.
Did you?
Yeah.
I
put the... See, I was doing work, Mike.
Good job.
Thanks.
I thought it said Matt Fowler, and I thought that was weird. But neither here nor there. The
you
U.S.
Polygon?
I was going to say that to the end, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's cool, too. Okay. Polygon officially launched last night. Have you looked at it at all today?
No, I should go there.
It's pretty cool. They do some interesting things. It's definitely a different gaming site than anything I've seen before. Their biggest competitors are, like, you know, Kotaku, I think, is probably their biggest competitor. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's IGN, but I feel like IGN, because it's kind of been bogged down. I feel like there's a lot of crap on IGN.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's almost like it's not too noisy, but I don't know.
It's very difficult to navigate their site if you are a person who doesn't go there often.
Right. I feel like it's a very niche market. It's like, God, it's almost like a cult. I feel like there's the people that are IGNers and they live on that site.
It was like Reddit versus Dig.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
No, because you look at how Reddit is and how Dig was, you know, and, I mean, they were similar, but
right,
not at all. But anyways.
But, so check out Polygon. I really like, they've done a documentary of their launch up until now. They put out an episode, which I like those a lot. If you go check those out, there's nine episodes now. And they have a couple more I know they're going to still come out with. So, but it's crazy because they put it out the most recent episode at 3 this morning. And it had like them launching on it. Like that they put it out that fast. It seemed crazy to me. Polygon.com. It's a website. The U.S. Patent Office has invalidated Apple's Bounce. The rubber band patent, they call it, or the rubber band, like when you swipe up or swipe over, it bounces goes, back, boop, boop, boop. Which is one of the things that Samsung lost because of in their patent trial. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, although there's been no official word on how it'll change things yet.
That was your guy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hey, look at him jump.
I know.
There was, I know Samsung just lost to Apple in France or Japan or somewhere. There's an Apple one here and Samsung one over here, and it's just...
It's this, yeah, exactly. There's no better way to put it other than...
It's just, it's like, it's hard to even follow anymore. Like, and I, like, it's semi-interesting. It was semi-interesting. Like, I just am done with it, though. Like,
It is still interesting to me, but at the same, it's not interesting enough for me to be like, oh my gosh, guess what's happening? Except I am excited. I'm still waiting for Apple to update their Russian site.
They had to do it, I thought. Yeah, the UK site.
Yeah, their UK site.
They even told them,
14-point
font, minimum. Yeah, they told them what they had to put it in and everything, and what font it had to be, size, and oh. Oh, that was his own guy. That was going to be roughing the punter. And I didn't see this about the Monster Energy thing.
Yep. Get out of bounds, you tard. Yes. Their FDA has received, over the last 2 years, has received multiple death claims from Monster Energy drinks, saying that they don't have enough warnings. And I have one in my fridge just to state.
So they're saying that people have actually died from it, from drinking too much of it,
too much of
Which is like in a certain amount of time, or
well, it's, they claim yeah in a certain
Uber
amount of
monster.
Time. So this does have a warning on here. Says consume responsibly. Max one bottle every 4 hours. Limit 3 bottles per day. Not recommended for children with children, people sensitive to caffeine, or pregnant women.
That's funny.
But it's like when you. Like, the standard size can that you get of Monster, if you look
is
at
it,
it's...
like 24 ounces or something? It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's, what is... Yeah, probably 24 ounces. But it's 2 servings.
Okay.
And there's multiple people who have more than one. Like,
yeah.
In a sitting, you know? And it's like, well, I mean, obviously it sucks that...
I don't like the taste of any energy drink, personally.
Jägerbomb.
Especially Red Bull. I can't even handle the smell of Red Bull anymore.
That's because you had bad experiences.
No, you know it. It's
Mike, life happens.
It smells,
it's okay.
It smells like Red
Mike,
Bull.
It's moving on.
So, don't drink too many Monsters, or you could die.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll become a monster, maybe. I don't know.
Monster, maybe a zombie, and then I'll hunt you.
Ooh, or you'll hunt the hunters.
Maybe I'll hunt
Bandit.
It's true. War Z. They've been putting out all sorts of patches. Next week, they're opening up 40% more of the map. Part of the map that's getting opened is the largest city on the map. So that should be pretty exciting.
Like, I feel like everything, because I've only watched you play, but I feel like everything is very, very rural. Rural. How do you say that word?
Rural.
R-U-R-A-L. Yeah, it's a weird combination.
It's like lull. It's one letter away from being all L's.
But so I feel like it would be cool if they had like an actual like city. Like,
no, there is.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, there is.
Oh, there is already?
Yeah. I mean, most of the stuff, the only area that I've been hanging out in is all like rural type areas because there's not as many people there.
Rural.
So I don't have to worry about that. But there is one... I made it to one large city where it was like, I mean, skyscrapers and stuff.
But can you go in a lot of the buildings?
Yeah.
Man. Like, can you go up, like, up floors?
I haven't been in there because somebody killed me. And then I was like, I'm just not going to go back there for a while.
Like, that would be cool. Like, I am legend, but lots of legends.
Right. So, it'll be interesting. It's still alpha. The beta comes out officially next week, a week from today.
Nice. Wait,
a week from yesterday, 31st.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. So, that's my story.
Very cool.
Ooh, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 comes out in 2 weeks also.
Yeah?
Yep.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be set in 2025 or something like that.
Oh, it's Medal of Honor. I was like, I feel like I saw a game that got a really bad review lately. But
yeah,
was...
you probably just saw it on Polygon.
Yeah, it was Medal of Honor, though. 4.5 out of 10.
I never got into the Medal of Honor games.
I just knew I saw one of those. Like, in my head, they always come out next to each other, so...
Yeah, they weren't... They've never had good developers, in my opinion. But there's a lot. There's big followers, so...
It's kind of like... whenever there's, like, artists get big, or... Even football players I do it with, like... When things happen at the same time, I confuse them all in my head.
Makes sense.
They have too many similar triggers. Anyways. I don't think I have anything else to add for tonight's show. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Mm-mm.
The Vikings are losing.
Did they just get another touchdown? Or that's replays?
It's halftime.
Because it's halftime, yeah.
It's 20-10.
That's
yeah.
Okay. Ponder's going to come
Williams
back.
Mike Williams had the touchdown, I think. Doug Martin, 120 yards. What does that say?
12.7. Oh, that's NFL points. NFL.com. 12.10.
Nice.
So 120 yards. 121.
Yeah. Let's go Doug Martin. You got another half. Double it. Anyway, that's our show.
Yeah.
You follow us on Twitter, @BleedGeek. Like us on Facebook at...
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
You could...
Follow us on Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr.
BleedGeek.tumblr.com. Oops, that was weird. You're over there. That's cool.
You could send us an email.
Fans@BleedGeek.com.
If you have any disagreements.
Did you already tweet us?
Twitter we did, yeah.
All right.
You could call us or text us.
406-79-GEEKS.
Which is?
406-794-5537. 3357. Damn!
These are threes. You should be able to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Or you can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
At the Crandall.
With that, yeah, that's all we got. So, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Amazon. Amazon Prime.